With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say former President Donald Trump is safe after that apparent assassination attempt today in Florida.
Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies.
The suspect's demeanor I would describe as having a relatively calm, flat affect. He was not displaying a lot of emotions, never asked what is this about.
About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The suspect, meanwhile, from today being questioned, he has been identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Little else is known about him at this time. Also, at SRNnews.com, funerals have been held in Georgia for a teenager and one teacher killed in a high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmerhorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders, his father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigation continuing in Massachusetts, where a state police recruit died Friday, one day after suffering a medical crisis during a training exercise. Enrique Delgado Garcia was 25. This is SRN News. Religious Americans do back Donald Trump.
With the election day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
State of Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, who's a man living as a woman, won the Democratic primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives this week. McBride raised some $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations from all across the country. This is SRN News. It was a milestone birthday for a very controversial member of the royal family. British figures say he's not really a part of the family at all, but then it depends on who you talk to. Aaron Chamis reports King Charles' youngest was celebrating.
Britain's royal social media accounts have wished Prince Harry a happy 40th birthday. The 40th birthday wishes to Harry, the Duke of Sussex, came despite long-standing strains between himself and the royal family following the publication of his explosive memoir, Spare. The royal family site shared an image of a beaming Harry with a birthday cake emoji and the caption, "Wishing the Duke of Sussex a very happy 40th birthday today." William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, shared the image, adding their own birthday wishes. The post from the royal family account marked the first public birthday message for Harry since 2021. Karen Chamas, London.
More details at srnnews.com.